Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Way back, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, my husband came to me and asked me if we had space in the budget for him to get in on the beta version of a new game coming out, called Minecraft. I looked up from playing The Sims and asked him what it was about. He gave me the elevator pitch, and my response would have made my mother proud. You want to get a game that's basically Lego in computer form? Well, what's wrong with the Lego we have? But as anyone who has met my husband can tell you, he can be really persuasive. So he went in on it and hasn't looked back since. Now, disclaimer time, I am not, nor have I ever been, a particular fan of Minecraft myself. But since I have a husband and now a son who's into it, I have ended up seeing it played, hearing about it, watching YouTube videos about it for as long as it's been around. It's gotten a lot more complex over the years, but one simple concept has always remained the same. If you want to succeed, you have to cave. Caving in Minecraft is the act of exploring caves, or sometimes digging your own, to find some of the most valuable resources in the game. Want some coal for a torch? Better dig. Iron, so you don't have to keep making puny wooden pickaxes? Go deeper. Diamond armor? Pack a lunch. You're going real deep. The deeper you mine in Minecraft, the more valuable resources you get. Much like reading the Bible. One of the things I think everyone, including me, complains about as a new Christian is that it's really hard to understand parts of the Bible. And we are all right. It's not meant to be easy. It's meant to be true. And growing up, I always kind of despaired a little at this because I was told if I just memorized enough verses, it would all make sense someday. And I was that kid who was terrible at memorizing verses, but always seemed to ask the awkward questions like, if we're supposed to not eat anything that walks on land for Lent, what about lobsters? They walk on land under the water. Side note, I was raised Catholic. I felt like I would never understand the Bible because I felt like I was asking the wrong questions. But at the same time, is seeking to understand the why behind the action ever the wrong question? And as much as God wants us to remember his words, I think he also wants us to dig deep into it. In the book of Acts, Luke tells us that the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Recently, I have been encouraged by that thought. The word examine gives the feeling of dug their teeth into. They weren't just accepting Paul's word that he was talking about God's scripture. They had to dig deep and check for themselves. They were caving. And by digging deep, they found diamonds. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.